and welcome to the 22nd episode in the third season of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutbutt,
and I'm Batman.
And we're here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and
sprinkle with some surprises throughout.
Good job, Batman.
Thanks, Dick. I've been fucking practicing in the shower, and while I've been taking a shit, and while I've been cranking it, wait,
Batman, come the fuck on. This is a family podcast,
Batman. Batman knows this is not a family podcast, Dick. You shut the fuck up right now. You and I both know there's nothing family about this podcast.
You're starting to copy me now. You need to stop doing that. That's not cool when you copy me. It's one thing when I copy you, but you don't copy me, Batman.
Dick, I will do whatever in the fuck I want. If you don't remember, my name is Batman, and I'll be a bad man.
All right, Batman, shut the fuck up. All right, let's get on with this podcast. We've got some exciting stuff lined up for this podcast. Maybe, I don't know yet. Like with every podcast, I fucking start recording and then I start talking and I don't know where the hell it goes. So, let's see where it goes. Sit back, relax, and away we go! So, before I forget, this was fucking exciting. I've got actually a couple of exciting things to announce real quick before we get on with the actual podcast. So the first exciting announcement that I have to make, and this is really weird. Episode 20, we had finally broken into 20 fucking countries, which was our first little sub goal of hitting 20 different countries. The first one was five, I guess. The second one was 20, but we've hit 20. And then in episode 21, we had entered 22, and then we're in 22 or 21. Now we're in episode 22, and we are listened to in 22 fucking countries. Oh my God,
Dick, I told you I was the one who was doing.
Shut the fuck up, Batman. No, you're not. You do not have enough fucking money to travel around to all these countries.
You don't know how much money I have. You haven't seen my bank accounts. What the fuck? You're telling everybody I'm poor. Batman's not poor, podcast listeners. Batman's a billionaire playboy. I have money, Dick. I can go wherever I want. I'm a jet setter. It's what they call people like me. I can set on jets, you fucker.
Shut up, Batman. No, you cannot. I've seen the fucking hobble you live in.
Shut up. I choose to live there because it saves me a lot of money, asshole.
Okay, anyway, 22 fucking countries. Batman is not doing that.
Yes, I am.
Shut the fuck up. No, you're not, Batman. You are not doing...
Don't tell me to shut the fuck up in front of the podcast listeners. That's not okay, Dick. I keep telling you, my friends listen to this shit. I don't need them making fun of me.
What friends, Batman? I know your friends. Just shut up. Your friends don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, they do, Dick, and you know they do.
Shut up. Anyway, the 22nd episode, and we have a second big announcement coming up on
Dick. You need to stop putting dicks in your mouth. Maybe you'll be able to talk more straight.
You shut the fuck up, Batman. Oh my God, that you shut up. Oh, you fucking asshole. That was a good one.
I thought long and hard on that like you do.
Just fucking stop, Batman. Just stop it, all right? I have another announcement I'm trying to make. Okay, so the next big announcement that we have is coming up on the season 3 finale. I have a fucking amazing upcoming artist from Spotify. He's got some fucking, like, I'm pretty sure his shit's in, like, climbing up on the billboards, like, number ones and stuff. He's fucking amazing. Anyway, J Street, if you type in the search on Spotify, J, the letter J, you know, J. I don't know how else to, a J as in joint. And then dot street, S-T-R-E-E-T. Do you not know how to spell street?
Dick, if your podcast listeners don't know how to spell street, do you really think they know how to spell hijinks and have found your fucking podcast?
You got a point. Anyway, J Street. He's going to be on the podcast. We're going to be doing an interview with him in the season 3 finale. I don't know how long it's going to be. We're just going to start bullshitting and see what we get. I'm super fucking excited to listen or to talk to him. I have been listening to him for a while. Been bumping his shit in my new car. And I am stoked to be able to have him on for the season 3 finale. Anyway, you guys, remember to hit the follow button so you can get notified when the season 3 finale does get posted. We have more segments to record. So let's get on with the episode. You know, when I was younger, I was told that there would be, like, no fucking way of getting a decent job unless you had a college degree. Unless you went to college and you spent, I don't know how much fucking thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to get this degree, saying that you were, competent enough to do these specific jobs. And when I was growing up, I was like, okay, well, I'm never going to be a store manager or an operator of a store because I haven't gone to college. And I dropped out of high school and got my GED. And I dropped out of high school and got my GED because the teachers were fucking assholes. And they don't want to teach me. And they don't want to answer fucking questions that I had. And I would drop out so I could go join the fucking army. But because I have asthma, I couldn't join the fucking army. So back to square one, GED. Little prospects on a fucking good job, a career. I had kept thinking that because I didn't go to college, I'll never get a good career. Well, kids, I'm here to tell you that you can get a good career if you work hard. You don't have to go to fucking college. Find a fucking job that you like. Learn that job better than fucking anybody else there. And work hard to get yourself into... Now, okay, here's... I take that back. Because you can't just do that. Because I had kept doing that. I kept doing that over and 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 over. I don't know. I can't even keep track of how many jobs I've quit. Not even joking. I don't know how many fucking jobs I've quit. Lack of respect. Like, anyway, I have finally found a good career. And it didn't take me a college education to get it. It took me hard work. And proving that, you know, I am worth it. That's what you got to keep telling yourself. Stop telling yourself, oh yeah, no, this person will be better for it. This person will be better for it. No, you tell yourself, you are fucking worth it. You got this. You got it. You can get it. All you got to do is, and this sounds so fucking cliche, is just believe in yourself. Like, seriously, like, I had not believed in myself before. And I'm finally, you know, finally where I believe in myself. So, don't keep, if you're stuck in a rut, just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. And let's keep pushing on to the next segment here. I got an idea for another segment. All right, well, yeah, like I said, let's get on with the next segment. So, as I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts, I recently have had a divorce happen, and it really fucking... ruin me, like, honestly, for so many weeks, I was just a fucking mess. But then several things happened that led to, like I said before, like, something snapping inside of me, but like a glow stick. Like, it is what it is. I'm a happier person now, and like, I find it hard to get into an angry mood, and I found that I really do not like or feel comfortable being around people who are in a pissy mood. Like, it's not, I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable now to be in a situation where previously I'd be like, oh yeah, fuck that, oh, that's so fucked up, like, and like, one of the things that really fucking helped me, I don't know, reach a level of, a level of zen that I've gotten is, I heard a proverb that I had not heard before. And honestly, had I heard this when I was younger, like, I feel like I could have made changes a lot sooner. I feel like a lot of stuff in my life would not have happened had I heard this proverb when I was younger. And I really think that we should be teaching proverbs in school. I don't mean proverbs out of the Bible. I'm not trying to bring Christianity to your schools. No, I mean like a pro. I'll tell you this proverb, and then you'll understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, it's the proverb of the cow and the buffalo. And there's a herd of cows, a herd of buffalo, and they're out in the field, and they see a storm coming, and the cows, they see the storm coming, and they turn and they start running away from the storm, and they keep running, and they keep running, and eventually the storm catches up to them, and now they're stuck in the storm, and they're still running, trying to get away from the storm, but they can't, because they just can't run fast enough, and so they get stuck in the storm, and eventually, they get so tired of running while they're in that storm that they just fall over. The buffalo sees the storm, and rather than running away from the storm, they run at the storm, because that storm's coming. But that storm's not staying. That storm's gonna pass. So they run at the storm, and they run through it. And yeah, it's a shitty storm, but they get through it. And there's green grass on the other side. There's, you know, sunny skies. There's life on the other side of that storm. And had I heard this proverb when I was younger, I wouldn't have tried to run away from all the storms that have popped up in my life. I would have addressed them head on and pushed through them and been stronger already than I'm going to be now that I have more knowledge and I have more understanding. And It's hard to explain exactly without sounding like you're a fucking nutcase, but like, I really fucking have just been able to, you know what, man, it is what it is. There's a lot of shit that could bother me right now, like a lot of shit that I could, like, fuck this, like, fuck everything, fuck it all, I'm fucking done. But I'm not, and I can't be. Even though I said that right now, like, I felt bad saying that. And I don't mean like I feel bad, like, I don't know, like, I, even when the rain's coming down, like, I'm a happier person, you know. And part of it was due to that proverb, hearing that proverb, and understanding that the storm is going to pass. It is. It's not going to stay. Like, it'll pass. You just gotta run at it and deal with it. instead of running away from it, because eventually it's going to fucking catch up with you and could kill you. Oh, Jesus, this segment is long. Let's get on to the next segment. Hey, Dick.
What's up, bad man?
Look at this.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. That's why I asked you to look at it, because I have no fucking clue what it is. Could you just look at that, please?
Dude, that looks really fucking gross. Like super fucking gross and infected. How do you even have this on your side like that?
Like I said, I don't fucking know, Dick. That's why I'm asking you to look at it and try to figure out what it is. And maybe I can figure out. I don't know. I just don't know. It hurts, though. It really hurts, and it feels like it's pulsing.
Feels like it's pulsing? It's fucking disgusting, dude. It looks like a fucking, like, I don't know, either big ass pimple or a fucking, like, ingrown hair or something. I don't fucking, dude, that's gross, though. Let me get some tweezers.
Wait, what are you gonna do?
I need to go get some tweezers. Give me a second.
Dick, don't fucking do anything that you're gonna regret, Dick. We all know you got a queasy stomach. Don't be doing anything you might regret there, buddy. Because if that thing might explode in your face.
Please don't fucking say that. But that's that good. I'm gonna get a mask. Okay, hold still.
Hold still, like you don't want me to move at all?
I mean, just don't make any sudden movements.
What? Why? What is there? What is there? Why can't I make any sudden movements?
I'm gonna kind of like poke this thing a little bit.
Don't poke it, Dick.
No, just let you wanted me to look at it, bad man. Let me fucking look at it.
Well, you can look at it, but don't touch it. It hurts. Ow, you just touched it, didn't you?
No, I didn't touch it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Felt it.
It wasn't me. It was the tweezers. Okay, anyway, come on. Let me look at this fucking thing. Jesus. Yeah, hold on. Hold on a second here. Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ.
I told you not to do that, Dick. I fucking told you. We all knew how crazy your stomach is. Like, I told you. I said, Dick, don't do anything you're going to regret. Oh, God, that feels so much better. Dude, it drained. It's draining. Look at that. It's draining. Oh, my fucking hat.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I told you, Dick. Fucking told you. Now look at you. Puking all over yourself. Sick little shit. I told you, Dick. Maybe you should listen to Batman next time.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the 22nd episode in the third season of the Hijinx TV podcast. It has been so much fun bringing you guys another entertaining episode for you to listen to, and we're going to crank out a couple more episodes here quickly this week. I'm on a quote-unquote vacation, and the season 3 finale, though, I've got a super special guest coming on for the season 3 finale. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Remember to follow on all your, whatever, wherever you're listening to us on podcasts. If you're following us on Spotify, remember to share to your social medias, your Facebook, your Instagram. I think you can share to your Snapchat stories and all that good shit. Just get it out there. Share. We are now listening to in 22 different countries. Oh my God, 22 countries. We're almost up to 12,000 plays. This is crazy. We are going to hit 15,000 plays this year. I know we are. I'm shooting for that goal, and you watch. We're going to fucking break it and then some. All right, well, we'll be back soon with the 23rd episode, and then the 24th episode, and then the 25th season finale. All right, well, you guys,
I'm not even gonna, the next couple episodes are gonna be coming out pretty quick, so, listen, share, invite, and we will see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.